pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty
and justice for all.
Okay, first order of business tonight is the minutes from the June 10th meeting. Do I have a motion to accept?
Yes, we'll make a motion to accept the June 10th minutes.
Richard Reynolds.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Next up is a correspondent. In your package, you'll see a resignation letter from Sandy Lane. Do I have a motion to accept that resignation with regrets?
No moves with regrets.
I'll second it by Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Okay, so the next agenda item has to do with the amending the town code related to drive-through service facilities in the TCB zoning district.
If I may interrupt.
Sure.
I did have a question for the legal department on that. I'm thinking that we can't chip away at the master plan. We have to look at it as a whole, and this is just another dent in its ability to stand. So we might have to go through a whole examination of the master plan before we do something like this, because this is quite
clear. I found no reference in the entire comprehensive plan regarding drive-throughs.
Pardon me?
So that's not my assessment. That's not my assessment. Like I said, I couldn't find any references to drive-throughs anywhere in the comprehensive plan at all. Doesn't talk about it with that level of detail at all.
So I'll make a motion to accept the EAF Part 1, Alan.
Okay.
I'll second that. Hey, Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Okay. Next is a resolution of introduction and setting the public hearing for August 12th. Do I have a motion?
I'll make that.
Jessup.
Wait a second. That Jessup and Bayright?
Yes.
I think Gary made the motion and Ed seconded it.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
All right. Next up is a request from Clark Patterson related to modifying the map plan report. As it relates to the Grandview Water District, he is modifying the plan to include some extra work. This plan report was adopted as well as references to borrowing money last year. So this is an amendment to that map plan report. And it basically just authorizes us to do some additional work that has come up since then. I believe the original work was for piping. This includes piping plus some work with one of the wells. One of the wells is not performing at the rate that we think it does, and the engineers believe that it needs to have scale cleaned off the screens that's in it, and they can do that by putting some acid down on it and cleaning it off, but we won't know whether that's it until they try it. If that doesn't try it, worst case scenario is we could end up having to dig a new well, but we don't believe that's the case. And so this is just a modification to the map plan report that was introduced last year, and Jerry and Wanda have been working on it and are have it ready for our review. So do I have a motion to accept or for the
resolution? I'll make that motion.
Joe made the resolution. Do I have a second?
Excuse me, you can accept the map plan and report amendment first and then the resolution?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. So,
the first motion by Joe to accept the modified map plan report.
And Richie was second. Richie Ryan was second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
And now I need a motion for the resolution accepting it.
I'll set the public hearing. Are we setting a public hearing on this now?
Yeah, you can set it for the next meeting, which is going to be July 8th.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next up is a proposed agreement for an out-of-district agreement for 18 Hardstone Drive. The story behind this is the applicant has applied to our planning board to put in an accessory apartment for his son, I believe.
Mother.
And the Board of Health is saying that in order to approve that, he'd need an upgrade to his septic system. But as I'm sure you're aware, our sewer line runs right past his house down Hardstone Drive, but these people are not currently in the district. Meanwhile, that entire road is scheduled to be included in the Manchester Sewer District that we're putting the filing touches on and are planning on creating this year. Mm-hmm. And so this out-of-district agreement provides for us to add them to that district. And I'll make a note, as you know, when we normally ask people to, or people request getting an out-of-sewer agreement, we make them pay some kind of a portion of the benefit units that the people who were already there had to pay in order to get in. In this case, I'm recommending that this agreement, in fact, does not provide that. And the reason for that is very simple. That's all gonna happen when the Manchester Sewer District gets created in, I don't know, 2 or 3 months. It just doesn't seem fair to me. We'd end up end up charging them twice in a very short period. Usually when we're doing this, we anticipate that at some point that property will be included, but we typically don't know, and that's why we do this. In this case, we know that he's going to be added, and he's going to be added very soon, and all of that tallying and accounting for benefit units will be done at that time. So I'm recommending you authorize me to sign this agreement to allow him in under those conditions. Any discussion?
No.
No, I think that makes sense.
Fine. I'll make a motion for the agreement.
Second?
I'll second Gary's motion, Ed Jessup.
Okay, so Gary made a motion, Ed seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Carried. Next up is a request from the highway superintendent to put a three-way stop at the intersection of Vail Road and Cavu. Due to the poor layout of the intersection and increased traffic primarily, right? The intersection has been the way it's been for quite some time, but as a result of increased traffic, that intersection is becoming a hazard, and he's asking that we authorize him to put in a three-way stop sign.
Do I have a motion? I took a ride up there on Friday, okay. And it's a very, very dangerous situation, and I couldn't agree more with a stop sign there.
Okay.
So I'll make the motion.
I'll
make that motion.
All in favor?
I'm sorry, I didn't get who said second.
Joe Luna.
Oh, thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. All right, next is a request from the Sparrow's Nest. They're having a fundraising event, and they've asked us to waive the special event licensing fee that we require. Our practice is, you know, is that when somebody is having a fundraiser, we normally waive these fees since any fees.
Yeah, I
just wanted to add that the date on that you originally had that application, they pushed that out to July 22nd, okay. Because we're still looking to get approval through the building inspector.
Okay. So the date that they're requesting is the 22nd. Of July?
Yes.
Okay.
That's Sparrow's Nest.
Yes, Sparrow's Nest.
Do you want to make a motion to waive the fees for the event?
I'll make a motion to waive the fees.
We could do that.
And you're seconding, Joe? Okay. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next is the same kind of a request from the Beekman Soccer Club. Again, it's a fundraiser for their soccer club, and they're asking us to waive the fee for the same reason. Any discussion?
No.
Do I have a motion?
That's present. I'll make the motion.
And Gary, I'll second it by Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Next up is in your packet, you should have a presentation from Central Hudson regarding a capital improvement project that they're doing at the football field on Overlook Road, Knight Road, or Knight's Place. Victor, I think you wanted to discuss this with us. So if we could unmute Victor.
Hey, good evening, Supervisor Bell and town board members. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm great. Clear.
Maybe you could come and fix my computer.
I wish. So like Supervisor Bell stated, you guys should have received a short presentation for your review ahead of the call. We just wanted to take the opportunity to introduce this project to the town and the town board. What we're seeking to do is improve electric reliability and resiliency for constituents and residents in LaGrange and the kind of adjoining municipalities. Our immediate concern or in need is to seek an easement for a Central Hudson distribution line, either on Knight's Place within the park, and that's our first proposition. We wanted to present this to you guys and gather feedback from you as you guys know your constituents best and residents best. On the phone with me, I do have three other members at Central Hudson. I'll briefly introduce them. Tim Taylor is the estimating supervisor. Joe Kish is our district engineer. And we have Eric Loven on the phone, which is our director of electric T&D. So not to be long-winded, I'm hoping you guys got a chance to quickly review the slide deck. We can go through it slide by slide and either share a screen if we want to do that. Or if there's any immediate questions, we're happy to take those as well, just in the interest of time.
What's going on here?
You said that your preference would be to do this on Knight's Place. If that was not the case, what's the alternative?
We could consider going down Overlook Road itself as it approaches Route 55, Manchester Road. And I mean, for some of the considerations that we considered, I can turn it over to Tim Taylor or Joe Kish to talk about some of the advantages to being on Knight's Place versus Overlook Road. And you guys can talk about some of the trimming considerations, perhaps. Oh, hey, can you guys mute Tim Taylor, perhaps? Christine, or unmute?
It shows that he is unmute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think there he is.
Victor. All right.
Yeah, I think I'm good. Thank you guys for taking the time to listen to our proposal here. So as Victor said, we're looking for an easement to extend circuitry and close a gap there on Overlook Road. In an ideal world, we're looking to extend along Knight's Road. Couple advantages there, obviously a little less trimming for us. Also a little less trimming for you guys if you agreed to the plan. There are two customer-owned poles there currently that we would in turn take over ownership and any sort of maintenance requirements with those poles, relinquishing the town from any future investment in that asset. Again, there is some trimming on either direction we go. We kind of self-determined that the Knights Drive or Knights Place option was a little bit less impactful for the town and the town's property. I don't know if Joe, you want to jump in with any of the reliability information.
We're not hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, button on my headset. My apologies. I don't want to go too much into detail on that, but the circuit that feeds out this way that we're looking to do this project on feeds about 2,000 customers. 600 of them are in the town of LaGrange. So the line that currently now runs off-road. It's been subjected to several tree interruptions over the years. On average, we tend to have 1 to 2 large area outages on this line. So one of the ideas is instead of having it run off-road across the Wappingers Creek, we want to get it on-road. It's easier to access for our linemen, and it'll be less susceptible to tree outages.
Alan?
Yeah.
This is Jerry. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Did I understand that the requested easement area is in a park?
Yes.
Yes, it's in Overlook Park. Is that a problem?
Down there.
An easement in dedicated parkland would only be permitted by act of the legislature.
And by legislature, we mean the state legislature.
By the state, New York State legislature.
Mm-hmm. Well, my reaction is that sort of settles it then, because I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah. Is it a town-owned park or a state-owned park, Alan? Or
town. It's a town. There is a state statute that says once land is dedicated parkland and dedicated for that purpose, that using it for any other sort of purpose requires action by the state legislature to change that. Town does not have that flexibility. Have I got that pretty much right, Jerry?
That's correct.
So there's no exception for public utilities or something along those lines?
No, utility easements are considered alienation that require the act of the legislature.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think our best course of action is to pursue this staying on Overlook Road, where we'd remain in the county taking, more or less, and extend our circuit down the road.
Yeah.
That way, unfortunately.
That seems sensible. I think any attempt to go at the state legislature at a minimum is going to delay you more than you're interested in, I would assume.
Okay. I mean, just there could be some technical considerations on our side. I know there is a slight curvature in Overlook Road as it goes south to Route 55 Manchester Road. There could be anchor and guy considerations, where depending on what side of Overlook we're on, we may be seeking like an easement just for an anchor to hold a pole line where there's a corner pole. I mean, that would be a much smaller easement. You know, it wouldn't be an entire corridor. It'd be for a specific section for an anchor and guy that we may request.
Yeah, just to jump off of what Victor's saying a little bit. The entire design, we put both directions together, one along Knight's Place, one along Overlook. It's approximately 7 to 8 poles either way we go. Along Overlook Road is going to be a larger, similar number of trees, but larger size trees. And that was kind of where we were going with the Knight's Place plan, was a little less impactful as far as, view shed goes. To Victor's point, being that we have some highway taking there, we won't have to clear back quite as far, but they will be some larger trees that may create a little bit less sightly area temporarily as the construction's going. To Victor's point, you know, we typically build on 8-foot cross arms. So in a typical corridor, it's the center of the pole is the beginning of the easement. Outside of that, we look to go 15 feet to either side of the pole in an ideal situation. We do have some alternative construction methods that we could utilize to kind of tighten that up a little bit, but still for clearing and, you know, reliability purposes, we want to try to get as much of a corridor there as we can along Overlook. And that obviously in turn affects the town's property there at the park.
So I guess, Mike, this is a legal question. If you're going to be needing park, land that's in the park for that as well, is that any different than the one we were talking about on Nights? Or are both of them in the same category? Does it change
along
a road?
If the easement is going to touch upon parkland, we've got the same issue. The requirement of an act of the state legislature will be necessary.
That's great.
Yeah, if we were looking at a similar lead time for either scenario, either seeking an easement for kind of a corridor on Knight's Place or maybe a couple of anchors on Overlook Road itself, given the same timelines, I think we'd prefer the corridor on Knight's Place. I don't know what other considerations there would be for the town, Alan, to install there. Like we said, the advantage is a heck of a lot less trimming. The line would be adjacent to that asphalt access road, Knight's Place, that's in the park.
Just seems like it's a lot less disruptive to the traffic and all that as well. And I like the idea of you taking over a couple of poles.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just from a practical standpoint, that sounds like a good deal to me. So Jerry, the next steps is for the town. Does the town approach our legislators or does Central Hudson?
I think Central Hudson should speak to Senator Serino.
Okay. And Assemblyman Lau, those are the two people in the two different houses that you should be contacting. Feel free to tell them that the town is completely familiar with what's going on and supportive. And if they have any questions, they can obviously call me.
Okay, and thanks to Jerry for pointing out that legislative provision. I mean, we'll take that back to our real property folks as well at Central Hudson just to confirm. And we should look into the language, because if there's some exception for an anchor or a guy that makes the overlook option faster for us, we may end up pursuing that. Okay. But yeah, we'll do some legwork on that legislative provision as well.
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously not familiar with how this works, but it could be that this may be something that happens a little more routinely than we're aware of, and the folks in the legislature will be able to tell us. This one strikes me as very different than somebody who, I don't know, wants to take a chunk of parkland and sell it to somebody to make money for the town, or to, put a cell tower on there so they can collect revenue. That this doesn't have that feel to it. So maybe it's a more routine. I don't really know. What we won't know until we ask the legislators.
Okay.
Make sure that feel free to tell them that if they have any concerns, they can call me, but the town has expressed its full support.
Okay, understood. Thank you for the time, everyone on the board and Supervisor Bell.
Thank you, guys.
Next up, committee reports. Is there anything from CAC?
No.
Highway.
The salt shed is supposed to be there tomorrow, I think.
Meaning the steel is arriving? Is that what you mean?
The trusses and stuff, yeah.
Okay. Anything from business and economic development?
No.
Anything from REC?
No.
And right. Anything from open space?
No.
Are there any town board comments at this time?
Yeah, since Jerry's with us, can I ask him that same question?
You sure can.
Jerry?
Yes.
Changes to the master plan. There's a movement here that wants to make a serious change to the master plan, and I was wondering if you could do that piecemeal, or would we have to redo the whole master plan again?
No, I think you can. I believe you can make amendments to your master plan without doing a complete overhaul. What amendment do you have in mind?
They want to allow drive-throughs.
We also have drive-throughs, Jerry, at banks and pharmacies too. That was done about 8 years ago.
And McDonald's.
Yeah.
McDonald's was a pre-existing non-conforming.
Yeah. About 8 or 10 years ago, Jerry, like I said, we decided to allow drive-throughs at banks and pharmacies. So we did this amendment before. Now we're just adding another use to it.
And Jerry, I looked at the comprehensive plan and haven't found any reference to drive-throughs in it as well.
That's what prompted my question. What changed to the comprehensive plan are you looking to make? I'm not sure that it's necessary. It doesn't appear to be necessary.
All right. When you look to the master plan, it also keeps referring to a walkable district. That's why it's only a mile in diameter, and the strong emphasis on foot traffic rather than automobile traffic. That's why there was the share parking and all of that.
Yeah, I understand your point, Joe, but I don't think that you know, foot traffic and vehicular traffic are not mutually exclusive. They're both promoted.
Okay.
But I do see your point.
Yeah. All right. I'll make other points at the public hearing, and that's all I could do.
I could save this for the discussion, but I think I'll talk about it now. I received a letter from a resident. It may or may not be the same resident who expressed this concern at an earlier meeting regarding the Greenway Trail along the Wappingers Creek. You may recall there was a concern that people are walking on to the easement and picnicking and partying and doing all kinds of things on the property. This is an update, I believe, and it says they've talked to several people along the trail and none of them were aware of the fact that they were on private property. They were under the impression that all of that trail was town land and therefore essentially a park. And what she's asked us to consider doing is posting a sign where the trail leaves town property and becomes private property, making it clear to people that they are now leaving town property and entering private property, and asking them to basically stay on the trail or fish, but don't do swimming and don't loiter and don't, you know, do other things on the property. My opinion is that seems like a very reasonable request to me. And so I guess my question to you, do you think it would be a good idea for us to work with probably the Parks Department to get the wording right and then ask our Highway Department to create the signs? I think that's a reasonable request.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Stay on the trail or lose it.
We'll have to work on the wording to make sure that it reads right to us. They sent us an example, and I'll take a look at that and work with our folks. But I think we should absolutely consider that. If the people they were talking to on the trail were not aware that they were on private property, that might very well explain a lot of the behavior. So I think it's reasonable. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like it would work.
All right. Anything from the town attorney this evening?
No, not tonight.
Do I have a motion to open the meeting for public comment?
So moved.
Yes, sir.
Joe seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Are there any comments or questions from the public at this time? Do I have a motion to close?
So moved. Ed Jessup.
Second, McGarry.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Is there any further town board discussion? Do I have a motion for us to adjourn and go into executive session to discuss some personnel performance issues?
I'll make that move. Are we doing this at the town hall?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So we'll all be there in a little while?
Yep.
5 minutes or 10 minutes.
Okay.
How long it takes. Well, however long it takes Gary to get here.
As long as I don't get traffic.
Farthest away.
So who made
Richie the motion? Might be as far away, but he drives all the time.
I'll still be here.
Excuse me, Alvin. Do you want me to?
I made that motion.
All right. Who seconded?
Gary seconded.
Gary.
All in favor?
Again. Aye.
Opposed. Jerry, did you have a question?
Well, yes. How is this meeting going to be conducted?
Going to be conducted in the town hall, and we will record when it ends, and we go back and adjourn into regular. And if we take any voting action, we'll record what those actions are as well.
So the board is relocating as a group to town hall.
Town hall.
Yes.
Okay, and would you like me to come?
No, that's okay, Jerry. I appreciate the the ASBA.
Okay.
Okay, so I think we're done, folks, and I'll see you in a little bit.